Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
I recently visited with the president of the FFA, Nikki Fiddledy-Dahl, about the upcoming state convention in Fargo.
So a couple weeks away, the big date is coming back. It seems like time flies. And I guess the other thing is, it's both, I think, South Dakota and Minnesota have already done theirs, right, about a few weeks ago. Any particular reason why ours is about a month later? Or is it just the way that it falls?
Just the way that it falls. Our convention has been held the same time since our state started in 1929. And so it's definitely a tradition. And also with our collaboration with North Dakota State University, school is out, and we use a massive portion of their facilities. And so just the way it works.
Well, they always term it as a sea of blue invading Fargo. We love it, but how many members usually make the trek over? Obviously, and we're not talking COVID years because we had that a few years ago, but how many members do you expect to just roughly to come on a regular basis?
Yeah, so we are excited with this is the 93rd convention, and we got some preliminary registration numbers. We're hoping for 14 attendees, and so that is going to be students across the state from all different FFA chapters, advisors, chaperones, and our supporters of FFA in North Dakota.
I just want to make sure I got that right, because I swear you said 14. I think you're saying 1,400, right? Is that more?
Yes, 1,400, yes.
I'm like 14.
Record attendance, and we can't wait to see that sea of blue crossing the campus of NDSU.
All right, very good. Anything new this year?
No, I mean, it's the traditional, we highlight leadership, premier leadership, personal growth, and career success. So we have an aspect of that and an element of all of those three sprinkled throughout our entire convention. We'll have one of the national officers there doing workshops. We even have teach ag workshops. So we are encouraging our students to become ag teachers in the future because that's a need for our state. We also have the competitive event. So we have many students that are coming there in hopes to be crowned the winner, and they will advance to the national convention in October. We also take this time to highlight some really important individuals for our organization as we give out the honorary state degree, appreciation awards, and recognize honored guests and thank them for their support of ag education and FFA.
And I do want to make mention, I don't know if I did this at the very beginning and it would be my mistake, but we want to make sure the dates, people have them. So it's June 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, correct?
Yes, yes. All on campus. We also bring in the North Dakota FFA Foundation, Director Beth Allen, brings in a career fair for students as well. So she brings in different leaders in the industry to talk to students about various careers in ag and in other parts of the industry in North Dakota. Kids get contact with the college and really get to highlight some opportunities as they move through as an FFA member and into their future.
And one of the great things, although I think we'd all want people to show up and be at the convention, there's nothing like being at the convention, but for folks that can't make it, you do have some online opportunities.
Yeah, so we do have some individuals that have come down just for the day, but if coming and visiting us in person isn't an option, we will live stream the session, and that information will be available at a later date on our state convention website, so NorthDakotaFFA.org. So you can check that on our website. Just click state convention on the homepage, and all that information will be there.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.